On today's Visual Studio Toolbox, we're going to see how easy it is for Visual Studio users to adopt Git and GitHub for all your source control needs. Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today are Sachin and Sumit. Hey, guys.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we're going to be talking about source control, which on the face of it seems like a pretty dry topic, but we're going to be talking about using Git and GitHub to do your source control and how easily integrated, how well integrated it is into Visual Studio and how easy it is to do source control in Git. So it actually winds up being a pretty exciting topic.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, Git and GitHub are absolutely exciting stuff to talk about. And today we are going to learn about how easy it is for GitHub users to start using GitHub and safely bring the open source workflows within their companies. So before we begin, and teach about how to do that, let's step back and just say why. Why should I move my source code management to Git and GitHub in particular?
I know that's a great question. You know, you always start with why. Why do you have to care about something? Git is a modern version control system, you know, that has won, you know, the hearts and minds of developers worldwide. You know, it has become the leading choice, you know, for many teams, it's the number one version control system out there in the industry. There are several factors that contribute, you know, to the success of Git. It's free, it's open, it's lightweight, and it's distributed. But a top factor for the quick success of Git, I would say, is the GitHub. You know, GitHub provides, you know, free repositories for open source public projects. We have about, you know, 100 million repositories with 33 million developers, you know, actively, you know, contributing on GitHub. It also provides GitHub Enterprise, you know, for organizations that demand security, compliance, and more deployment controls. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Wow. So GitHub Enterprise, are they public repos or are they private repos?
They are private repos. You know, when you want to bring that GitHub, you know, the open source development, you know, back into your organizations, you know, inside the firewall, that's GitHub Enterprise for you.
Awesome. And those numbers were impressive. You said 33 million developers, right, Sachin?
That is correct.
And 100 million, so that's on average 3, so I'm above average. That's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sachin, how exactly is Git different from, say, Subversion or TFVC?
Yeah. So unlike, you know, TFVC or Subversion, Git is a distributed version control system. So what that means is, the changes, the historical data is not stored on the, you know, on a central server, but, you know, every developer gets a copy of the repository, you know, downloaded onto their machines. So that means, you know, you can do all your version controlling within your local repository. You could do that even when you're offline. Right, and when you come back online, when you get connection to the server, you can, you know, push all those changes.
And it's a lot faster too.
That is right, right. So this is, you know, completely different from central version control system, where, you know, every developer has to be connected and, you know, to the central server.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, but then if I'm new to Git, will that be a steep learning curve?
That's a good question. GitHub provides, you know, several options for you, like, you know, GitHub Desktop and, you know, GUI that makes it easy. But, you know, having said that, if you are completely new to the distributed version control system model, there could be a learning curve. But, you know, thanks, you know, to Visual Studio, we make it so easy for our Visual Studio users. We have a GitHub extension that makes it so easy for developers to connect and download and work with GitHub.
Yeah, like most things, there's a command language you can use. You can go into the command window and type git commands, which is not a bad way to learn it the first couple times, like push, pull, you get to learn what those mean. But pretty quickly, you know, a lot of people, me included, get tired of typing, and we just want it integrated into Visual Studio and let Visual Studio do all the work. So, you know, same thing with Azure Portal, right? You can do everything in the portal. Not a bad idea to play around with the CLI and the commands, but, you know, eventually you might want to just head back into Visual Studio and let it do.
You know, like me, once you get familiar, you like to use the CLIs, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's much faster.
But also, you don't want to toggle between too many applications and windows. You want to work from one place. And for a Visual Studio user, of course, that one place is Visual Studio.
Yeah. So, you want to show us?
Oh, yeah, sure. So let me get to my machine here. So as you can see, I have Visual Studio 2019 installed on my
brand
machine.
New
so
this Visual is the Studio latest. 2019. Yep.
Just released a few weeks back. So what you see is right on the startup page. You know, we have an option for you to connect and download and work with GitHub. That's because we have this extension that comes with the installer. So you can install it, you know, when you install Visual Studio 2019, yep. Or if you are like, you know, if you haven't upgraded to 2019 yet, you know, you are a 2015 or a 2017 user, you can go to the Visual Studio Marketplace and download that extension and install it.
Right.
Once you have it installed, you know, you can connect to GitHub from here. But I'm going to start from, you know, from the scratch. I'm going to show you how to, you know, put a project into GitHub first. So let me open up a project that's on my local machine here. So I'm opening up this Parts Unlimited project. And this is not yet on any version control system.
Man, I'm telling you, it's making a huge comeback.
Absolutely,
Mickey Gusset was on the last show. He was using Parts Unlimited. You guys are using it. It's an old
sample.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of Gene Kim, and you know, I have read his you know, Phoenix
it's
project.
It's a Parts Unlimited
times.
Renaissance here on Toolbox.
So let me open up my project here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to like you know place this into a version control system. So here. As you can see, and as you can expect from Visual Studio, you have you know options. So I'm going to add this, and you will notice, you know, from the output window, a new Git repository you know is created by Visual Studio. So this is a local Git repository,
right?
So now you know a version control is created. Now I can start you know making changes. I can do you know the equivalence of you know checking my code. And when I'm ready, I can push this to my GitHub. So
right.
As you can
so the
see,
key there is you. This is now under source control. Using Git, which is basically the source control plumbing, and then you could just use Git locally. You don't have to use GitHub. You don't have to use the other places that support Git, like Azure DevOps, and there's others. So what? Again, getting back to one of the benefits of Git is because it's distributed, you can do it all locally, and if you're never going to share the code with anybody else, and you're never going to not, if you're never going to use more than one computer, and you don't want a backup stored somewhere else, then you wouldn't have to put the code someplace like GitHub. But you probably want to.
You want
to
do
no
that,
other huh? reason than to have the backup and then be able to go home and fire up your home machine and be able to work on the code.
Absolutely. Also, it's a lot about collaboration, right? Like, so a lot of the, as we know, a lot of the largest open source projects, including Visual Studio Code, They have been developed because of, the innovation happened because of collaboration of a lot of developers.
Right.
So at least, within an enterprise, in the context of private repos, you do want all your other colleagues to contribute to your code base to innovate.
Now I'm going to show that. Like, you know, we call this the code workflow in GitHub, the pull request. Before I go there, let me put this in to my GitHub repository. So here I go to my GitHub tab, and as you can see, you know, it says this repository is not yet on GitHub. So I'm going to push this. Let me adjust this window. Let me close this.
There we go.
I'm going to click on Get Started. You know, if you have not logged in before, it's going to prompt you to log in. But since I've logged in, I don't have to do that. I'm going to click on Publish to GitHub. So at this point, I just pick, you know, the account that I want to use. So you can see, like, I have a few accounts. You know, I have my personal, you know, free GitHub public repositories. Or I can choose my, you know, GitHub Enterprise. So I'm going to put this into my Enterprise repository, and I'm going to publish this. So now my code, you know, is published onto GitHub.
And if you have two-factor authentication set up, you'd get notified, right?
That's
so
right.
At this point, I typically have to get my phone out. And
I use the Authenticator app. That's much easier. Right. So, and there you go. So the repository has been created. Now, you know, a developer, I mean, others can go in and check out the code and start working on it. I can show you that. Like, you know, let me switch to a different machine here. Now, this is, you know, Visual Studio 2019 again, but on a different, you know, it's at a virtual machine. So I can show you, like, if I'm another developer, I'm a colleague, and then I can go and check out the code. Right. So I click on clone at this time. I can, you know, specify, you know, if I know the URL, or I simply click on browse repository. So it's going to go and fetch that project that we just published. So I'm going to take that, and it's going to get download the code. Remember, this is distributed, so all the code gets downloaded here. I specify, you know, where I want to download it. I can choose, you know, wherever I want. Okay, I'm going to just keep the default, and I'm going to say clone. So that's it. So it gets cloned onto my local repository, and you know, it's open. It opens the solution, and now I can start making my changes.
Right.
So Sachin, what are we hear a lot about pull request and branches. So what are branches and what is a pull request?
That's a great question. So, see, a big advantage, you know, I mean, to me, like, is the code workflow process. So when you make changes, you know, often, you know, users create a feature branch and keep those changes, you know, isolated in those branches, right? And when it is time and when you want to notify others that you are, you know, ready to merge these changes with the main branch, you create a pull request. So it's a way of notifying others that, hey, I have made some changes. Please, you know, take a look at, you know, my changes. And, you know, if you like it, then you can pull this into the branch.
So it's a little bit like peer review also within the workflow.
That is right. Yeah. So I can show
you. It's also a great way of, if you're letting other people contribute, but you still want to maintain control of the code, right? So you can make a pull request on .NET, for example, but that doesn't mean your code's going in automatically. The team will review it and then talk to you about it. So it's a request, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to call that as a merge request.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, that's why, you know, it's not a push request, but it's a pull request. I can, you know, decide what changes comes into my, into my branch.
And to your point, Robert, yeah, someone needs to approve before you can go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me show you that. Okay, so let's assume that I'm going to build an awesome feature. So I'm going to go to my Visual Studio here into the Team Explorer, and I'm going to create a branch. I'm going to create a local branch first. So I'm going to click on New Branch, and I'm going to call this My Awesome Feature. So I create this branch, and I'm going to check this out immediately. And you can see, if you notice this, you know, it was showing master. Now, since I've checked out, it has changed to this particular branch. Now, all the changes that I do here stays in this branch. So let me go and make a change. So let me go to my solution here. I'm going to open up a C# file. And I'm not going to show my coding skills here. I'm just going to make some changes. Let's say My Awesome Feature goes here. So I make this change, I save this, and I need to check this in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't shown you this, so let me show you how you do this check-in. We call this process an commit. So if I go and click my changes, I should see this, and I change this particular file, and if I open this one, I would see what exactly, you know, I changed. I'm going to check this in with the message, add a new line, and I'm going to commit and push this. So when I do a commit, it goes to my local repo. When I say commit and push, it's going to do the local repo and then, you know, push it to the remote repository as well. So I say commit and push, it goes, you know, to the branch.
Right. So that's another benefit of it being distributed. You have your own copy. You can commit and work on it until you're ready to let other people see your coding skills. So you might be halfway in between and you haven't figured out, it doesn't work yet, it's failing the tests on your machine, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Only when you're ready can you push and share with others. And then you as a team can figure out what the policy is. How long can you keep something checked out before you publish it, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, you can create pull requests at any time, you know, not just like when you're ready, you know, to merge the changes, but let's say that you need help, you need advice, you know, from your colleagues on how to, you know, solve a problem, right? You know, you could do that. So here, you know, as you can see, like, you know, it shows that, like, I have some changes in my branch and I can create a pull request. I'm going to go and create a pull request and I'm going to say, like, okay, I want to merge my changes that I just created in my feature branch here with my master branch. So I can, you know, put in a message and I can say create pull request. So now this goes, you know, to my team members who can come and, you know, look at the changes. They can comment and, you know, approve my changes.
So probably you did some inner loop testing and now you feel safe now to share and get others involved with reviewing your code.
That is right. So if I switch back, you know, to the other window and if I go to my GitHub, I should see let me refresh here. So I should see the pull request that I just created.
And this is brand new in 2019, the ability to look at the pull requests and approve them from inside Visual Studio. Right?
And what I like about
this, 2017, you had to go to GitHub to do it, which is not terribly difficult, but again, it's a context switch.
Exactly. You do have to toggle between applications.
Right.
Yeah.
And not just that, like, you know, if you are looking at, like, you know, changes that's kind of not code related, it's easier to do it on the web. But if it is code, I like to use Visual Studio because it gives me all. I can use all of the navigational features. I can step into. I can look into different things, so I can understand the context, and then I can approve or reject.
Yeah, it's your command center, if you will.
Exactly. Right, so let me open this pull request. I can see this is initiated by my colleague, and I should be able to see the exact changes.
Nice. Yep.
So if I bring this up, again, I see the diff window where I can see what was before and what's the change. And as I said, if you want to comment, you can comment directly on the on the change here. So I could say hey, I like this code, I like this change. I can put emojis. I could ask questions how about updating docs, right? And I can,
or maybe writing some code that actually does something.
Oh yeah. So I have provided my comment. So this comment now goes back to the to my colleague. He can
cool.
If there is any action item, they can fix that first, and then I can when I'm done, I can approve the changes. So at this time, I have said okay, the changes look good and it can be merged, right? To do the merge, you have to go out to GitHub.
Okay.
Luckily, I have view on GitHub here, so I'm going to bring this up. So it should load this on my browser. It takes me to the pull request page, and if I scroll a bit here, you can see that the approval has been provided, and now my changes can be merged into the main branch.
Great.
I click on this one, and my merge is done.
Fantastic. So this is to Robert's earlier point. I can have a lot of my colleagues start contributing, but yet there is still control, and you still get to approve before code goes into your master branch.
Yeah, that increases the quality before you commit your changes.
Awesome. So that's wonderful, Sachin. You showed how we can upload our code, do commits, how to create a new branch, do a pull request, merge the branches, all without leaving Visual Studio.
Yes, that is right. Right. And we also have integration with the Azure pipelines and Azure boards that takes it even further. Right now, I can take my code, and with those integrations, I can set up CI/CD pipelines, and I can also relate my changes to the backlog
items.
That's
what Mickey was showing in the previous episode. So if people want to see how to do that, they just have to go back one episode.
Got it.
We kind of did these out of order, I guess. I didn't really think of it that way. We did pipelines, and then the week after we do the source control, but that's okay.
Got it. Yeah, and I guess we can also track commits and pull requests and associate them with work items in Azure boards, which gives full end-to-end traceability.
Right. Yep.
And for Visual Studio users, I think you have even a better news.
I do. Yeah. So I'm happy to announce that we have a new offering, Visual Studio with GitHub Enterprise, which is an easy and economical way for Visual Studio users to acquire GitHub Enterprise. So if you are a Visual Studio professional or a Visual Studio Enterprise subscriber, you can upgrade to this new offering and save money. You can find more details at the aka.ms/vs-with-github.
Fantastic. All right. So we looked at today a quick overview of how easy it is to be using Git to do source control from inside Visual Studio. We'll put up some resources where people can learn more. The docs are fantastic. I love saying that. The docs are fantastic. we'll have links to that and maybe just some additional resources. As you mentioned, it's free. It's easy to use. It's great stuff. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Hope you guys enjoyed that, and we will see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.